Mike, good morning.
Good morning, Tony.
Tell me, what do you do at the Michigan Infrastructure and Transportation Association?
Well, we represent the heavy construction industry, road builders, bridge builders, sewer contractors, and the like.
Well, blessings to all those people out there fixing the roads. But the main thing you need is the folks that you represent. You need more money to fix our roads, don't you?
Well, I think the state of Michigan needs more money to fix our roads. We need to invest at a greater level. I don't think it takes many reports or experts to tell us that our roads are crumbling, our bridges are dangerous, and the governor stepped up yesterday and is starting to talk about finding solutions for that problem.
Do you think those solutions could work?
Well, I think that he was bold in his leadership. He's offered up some unique, creative ideas, and it's the governor's responsibility to propose. It's the legislature's responsibility to implement. We'll see what they do with it. I know that after years of talking about this issue with the elected officials in Lansing, there's unanimous recognition of need. This is the first time that we've had one of our elected leaders step up in the leadership position and want to find solutions, though. So we'll see what happens downtown.
Well, I know that Governor Granholm tried some of the same means to make some changes and get more money for our roads. Do you think that the governor, that Governor Rick Snyder, will succeed?
Well, you have complete Republican control, and I guess we continue to put this issue aside. At some point, these individuals are running for office, and they want to continue to say no to taxes. The situation that we're in, they're going to start saying no to Michigan, no to our infrastructure, as it continues to plummet in the wrong direction with regards to the deterioration. I think it becomes an election issue at some point where you vote against bad roads is a vote against turning Michigan around. It's an opportunity to create jobs and invite those good-paying job providers back to Michigan and get our economy going again.
Well, the governor wants to propose a wholesale tax on fuel in the state of Michigan. It's going to take a little work to get this done. We had a representative on this morning. He was talking about when he was in Illinois and Wisconsin, and he noted that they had been proactive in fixing roads, ones that didn't necessarily needed to be repaired, but in looking to the future, design changes and just taking care of roads before they needed fixing.
Well, they invest in their roads much more adequately than we do. Just to put it into perspective, each penny that we collect in our flat gas tax, which is 19 cents here in Michigan, brings in about $45 million. They have a 32-cent gas tax in Wisconsin, and so obviously they are investing much more adequately than we are. Putting a lot more money year to year into their system. We can do that as well. The proposal on the table from the governor is a wholesale tax, which is really a tax on big oil. And we've seen where they're making, record profits. I think the governor's idea here is a unique one to take advantage of that, put a wholesale percentage on there that grows with the rate of inflation as price goes up. We tax those big oil companies even more and put it into our infrastructure rather than a flat 19-cent gas tax that is paid for by the drivers at the pump.
Well, with the lobbyists and the money they have, they're going to fight this tooth and nail.
Well, that's what's supposed to be debated downtown. That's how the system works, and we look forward to working with them. There's a lot of ideas swirling around. The governor also threw out a possibility of a registration adjustment. That hasn't been adjusted since 1982, so it's certainly time to look at it and modernize that system as well.
Do you, I would imagine you support the construction of a new bridge from Detroit to Windsor?
We do. When Michigan lives and dies with the big three, and when you have all three of those corporations endorsing the NHTSA crossing, obviously, there's something to be said for it in that it's going to help our economy. It's going to help their just-in-time delivery. And so, yeah, we support that crossing. We believe the proposal yesterday, though, is one that is going to help fix hundreds of bridges across the state in every legislative district. It's not about just one bridge. So, we're looking at this proposal yesterday as a separate but equal piece that's important to Michigan's future.
All right, Mike, before I let you go, from your perspective, how bad are our roads and bridges here in the state of Michigan?
I would tell you that most surveys done to truckers and other people in driving magazines and whatnot rank us as the three of the worst states in the country. So I guess we're pretty bad, and your listeners should know that we're getting worse very quickly. Within the next 10 years, we will be, under our current investment strategy, we will be in dire straits.
Mike, we've had several farmers on talking about the infrastructure of the rails and how they're so disappointed. Not only does that keep them from making more profits, but it keeps them from getting their goods and services to other countries. What happened to the rail system in the state?
You know, I think that over time we have just had a lack of investment strategy. We put the system in place in the 60s and 70s. And pretty much forgot about it. I mean, when we are debating small increases, we've literally had a $200 million increase in our transportation infrastructure over the last 15, 18 years. It is not enough. It's like having a home and not investing properly in your home. Sooner or later, it starts to fall apart and becomes antiquated, and that's what we have with our complete multimodal system here in Michigan.
All right. Mike Nystrom is the Michigan Infrastructure and Transportation Association president. Are you the president, Mike?
Executive Vice President.
Executive VP. All right. Thanks so much for coming on the program. I got a sense we're going to be talking with you a lot more. Thanks so much.
Looking forward to it, Tony. Thank you.